Let me adjust the mic here.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Rose.
Rose, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you know how popular you are in America?
I haven't got a clue.
Really? Yeah, you're pretty popular, especially on my show. I've been playing you for a long time.
That's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
And you'd love to come over to America sometime.
Yeah, I wish you would. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It might be over sometime in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. So, how'd you girls get together?
Oh, well, we've been together for about 2 years. We met at a disco in Glasgow, a punk disco.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on pretty well, went from when we met. So, I feel like that was about 7 years ago, and then about 4 years after that, we decided to form a band.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Switchblade.
Yeah.
We've been doing that ever since.
Yeah, how'd you think up that name?
It was a friend of ours who thought up the name.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a band called Orms Juice. He actually thought up the name.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just a...
It wasn't very hard work for us. Had to write a few songs, that was the easy part.
So it's just you two girls, right?
Yeah.
It's Rose and Jill.
Yeah.
And
we're both quite busy at the moment. We've been quite a lot of work, and we're recording our next single.
Really?
We're recording our next single at the moment, so we're pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio.
What's it going to be called?
Pardon?
What's going to be the name of it?
Oh, we've got, there's a couple of songs, so we haven't chosen which is going to be the single yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll know that by the end of next week.
Great. You have to send me a copy. I'll definitely play it.
What?
You have to send me a copy because I'll play it.
Oh, yeah, we will. Definitely. Send. You'll be first on our mailing list.
Oh, great. Thank you. Now, I'm holding up your 12-inch record of Since Yesterday. Now, which one is you? Huh? Which one is you on the left or the right?
I'm the one with the white dress.
The white? It's all polka dots. Oh, the white yeah. Dress with the dark polka dots, right?
Yes, I'm with the dark polka dots and the white flower in my hair.
Great, and that's Jill on the other side.
And with the, pardon?
And that's Jill Bryanston?
Yeah, Jill's the one slightly behind me.
Mm-hmm. So do you play any instruments? You play guitar too as well, or is that Jill?
Yeah, we both play guitar.
Uh-huh. And you do a lot of live shows on stage?
Oh yeah, we've just finished doing a tour, and we probably will tour again in May. So we're actually sort of working quite hard towards that. So we're really looking forward to touring.
Mhm.
It'll be great fun.
And
it's the one thing that we both really enjoy doing. I mean, there's loads of other aspects of being in a band, but touring is great because you're sort of playing in front of an audience.
Mhm.
Suppose everyone probably thinks that, but it is really good fun.
Yeah. Who do you girls usually go out touring with? Who plays on other shows with you?
Well, we had our manager with us for a while playing synthesizers, and we had our backing tapes with the drum machine on that. So basically it was just the two of us with our manager and the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, it's really good to go out like that because we've got sort of projections behind us and things like that. So it's quite a busy sort of stage thing.
Mm.
That is good fun, because
mm-hmm.
you're much more in control of a tape deck than you would be of a whole band. So it's quite good. It's quite good to work like that.
Mm. So is Jill there too as well?
Yes. Well, what?
Yeah. Say hello to Jill.
Here she is. I want to say hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, Jill.
Hi.
You're on Los Angeles radio KROQ.
How are you?
What would you like to say to California?
Oh, no. I hope the weather's better there than it is here. We've had a lot of snow.
Really? Is it snowing there now?
Not right now, but it has been.
Yeah.
It's been very cold.
Well, I went to a love-in today out at a park.
Uh-huh.
It's very sunny here.
You're lucky. Maybe we'll get over really soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I think you girls are going to be very big. You're like number one right now in England, right?
Yeah, well, we're quite high up in the charts anyway.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's great. It's really good. We've been working dead hard, you know. It's great when everything happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's quite, I don't know, I'm just glad.
Right. Is it, so you're from, are both of you from Glasgow?
Yeah. So we live in London now, but we're originally from Glasgow.
Well, did you ever know Claire Grogan from Altered Images?
Yeah, we did.
She's a good friend of mine. She's been on my show. Tell her Rodney says hello.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah. So she's doing a lot of acting now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's doing some recording as well, but it's more acting than recording.
Oh, really?
She's looking for another recording deal. Mm-hmm. So, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So tell me about your clothes.
Well, we make them ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we spend quite a lot of time doing that, but right now when we're so busy, it's difficult. But, you know, we used to spend a lot of time making clothes.
Oh, really?
We've got quite a few to keep us going.
Yes. So do you get a lot of stares from people?
Oh, yeah, we always have some. We're quite used to it.
Yeah.
In Glasgow especially, you know, because it's much smaller than London and they're less used to people, like, you know, dressing up.
Really?
Used to get a lot of comments.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you girls that right now I am actually wearing a black shirt with red polka dots.
Oh, great.
Just for the occasion, definitely.
Pardon?
For the occasion. This is a special occasion.
That sounds great.
Yes. So polka dots are your thing, right?
Yeah, we love them.
Wow. So when do you think you come to America?
Oh, hopefully in spring or summer. You know, once the album's out over here,
mm-hmm.
We should get over. It'd be really good.
Wow. So tell me about your first single. I played that on my show a lot, Trees and Flowers. Who all played on that and who arranged it? It's very pretty.
We had two of Madness playing on it, like the bass player and the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a girl who was with the Fun Boy 3 playing. She arranged it.
Mm-hmm.
And Roddy Frame of Aztec Camera, he played on it. He played guitar. We know him from Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It was just an independent single, so there wasn't that many printed up. But it was great fun actually doing it.
Yeah. What about the new one, Since Yesterday? Who's on that?
Oh, that's just us, I'm afraid.
What?
That's just us, just me and Rose.
Uh-huh.
And our producer. He did most of he played most of the instruments.
Mm-hmm. So are you girls playing anything on that?
Yeah, well, there's like odd things, you know. There is some guitar on that, but in the rest of the album there's a lot more guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly we're just singing, and we wrote the song, so.
So when is your album going to come out?
Well, it's coming out in Britain at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's coming, you know, I don't know when it's coming out in America.
Do you have a label for America yet?
No, not yet. We're waiting to see.
No, what label are you on in England? You're on
WEA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll be whatever,
so
Warner Brothers or Elektra or Atlantic, whichever one.
Yeah, maybe it could be on one of those in America.
Yeah. I don't know which one, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see.
And you got your video, too. We're going to be showing your video on Goodnight LA in 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
So when
that was
you
really
send,
good.
When you send that out.
Oh, we had really brilliant fun making the video.
Really? You want to tell us about it, in case when it comes on?
Pardon?
Do you want to tell us about it, so when it comes on, we'll know about it?
We made it with a guy called Tim Pope, who's done, he's our favourite video director. And we just said to him we wanted to make a sort of more unusual video. And it's all shot in black and white. And it's animated.
Mm-hmm.
We're animated and the background's animated. There's a whole lot of polka dots in it.
Right.
Dresses where the polka dots come off and stick back on again.
Mm-hmm.
It took us ages to make them. And it's hand coloured, you know, it's like hand tinted.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. I think it's great. Really pleased with it.
Right. Well, is Rose still there?
Yeah, she's. Do you want another?
Yeah,
let me have
another word with Rose McDowell.
Okay. Here she is. Hello.
So, Rose, what's happening?
You can laugh so much at this time in the morning.
Yeah, what time is it right now?
Oh, well, it's nearly 10 to 7.
Wow.
But it's early.
Yeah, it's 5 to 11 here.
Oh, God.
And so, we're yesterday. You're tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, what kind of music do you like? Who influences your music?
Well, most of our music is really... We're not sort of really musically influenced by anyone, because we could never play well enough to mimic anyone else anyway. But we're sort of much more influenced sort of on a level of, like, hearing a great song and wanting to do something as good as, but not the same, because we couldn't even if we tried.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we're influenced by the Velvet Underground. And,
oh, great.
And punk was a big motivation, because it just sort of proved how easy it was for someone to be in a band. So mm-hmm. That was quite a big motivation, really.
Mm.
But, I mean, we aren't really that musically influenced by anyone.
Who do you like that's current right now? Who do you like that's happening big? Do you like Susie and the Banshees or Duran Duran or anyone like that?
Well, we like lots of bits and pieces of different things, but we do have, like, some favourite groups. I mean, there's groups, like, we still always listen to the Velvet Underground. The groups we have in common are, like, mm-hmm. the Velvet Underground, Orange Juice. But there's lots of other things that come in and out of the charts that are good, but there's not, like, one group that we completely follow.
Mm. Yeah,
just like the odd single and things like that.
I play a lot of stuff from the 60s, psychedelic 60s, like late
60s. Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of 60s stuff.
Yeah, I could tell by the way you look.
Yeah, The Loving Spoonful and Mamas and Papas.
Great, yeah.
Great.
And have you heard of an American band called The Bangles?
The Bangles?
Yeah.
No.
They're all girls. They're coming to London. They're going to be there in about 2 or 3 weeks. You should try and go and see them.
Yeah.
They're on Columbia Records over there. CBS.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do that with the Bangles, did you say?
Yeah, all-girl band, the Bangles.
Well, we'll have a look out for the Bangles.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
I've got that down in my wee notepad.
Yeah.
Do they play much in America?
They play a lot in America, yeah. They're very popular here.
And so what other groups are popular?
Yeah, they're like female Beatles type.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds quite interesting. I'll have to go along.
Yeah,
sounds good fun.
They even have a song called Going Down to Liverpool.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then they have a thing called Hero Takes the Fall.
We've got to sort of plan our next video now. I heard you talking about the video. We're just about to be planning our next one now.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be good fun. I think Tim Pope's quite popular in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different setup over here.
What?
It's a different kind of videos. They're two different kinds. You know, like you guys we have lines. You guys have dots. You know, to make your TV picture, so they have to change it around.
Oh. I didn't know that. That's pretty strange.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you have to send, like, the master tape or the video of that, and then we show it over here.
Huh? So, I mean, what is the difference?
Just do what you're doing, and then I guess your record company takes care of it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty strange. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day,
yeah.
Every morning, in this case.
So, we're about to go into Since Yesterday. You want to tell us who wrote it?
We both did. Both that me and Jill wrote Since Yesterday. That was one of our earliest songs.
Mm-hmm. Did you write all your material? I heard you had trouble writing when you first got together, right?
Oh, what trouble was is we couldn't play anything to write on, to write with. But, I mean, eventually we got over that obstacle and learned a bit of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite easy.
Okay.
It only took us a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And then we had about 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an achievement for us, considering we couldn't play anything when we started. But Since Yesterday was one of those first songs.
Mm.
It's good it's out now.
Okay, well, let's play Since Yesterday, but hang on the phone. What station are you listening to? What station are you calling right now?
KROQ.
FM Pasadena, right?
Yeah, that's right. In Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Okay, well, Jill and Rose from Strawberry Switchblade, we just played Since Yesterday, and that seems to be doing really well in England and as well on my show too, right?
Uh-huh, it's really great.
Yeah.
It's doing really well over here. I mean, we just try to finish our next one, so hopefully that'll do just as well since yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you'll come to America soon?
Yeah, hopefully. We're actually doing a sort of a British tour in May, so, and we might go to, we've got something lined up in Japan and probably around the same time, so it'd be great to just come to America after that. It'd be great.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to doing that. America's such a big place. It's like, when you get there, you're scared, like, you'll never get back home because it's so big.
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty big. Let me say goodbye to Jill before we go.
What?
Is this Jill or Rose?
This is Rose, yeah.
Okay.
By the time we finish tour in America, we'll probably be quite old.
No. So how old are you girls? Are you like early 20s?
Yeah. 23 and 24.
Great. Yeah, you're not related or anything. You're not sisters, are you?
Oh, no, we're not sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We're just friends. Yeah, we're just friends. I mean, a lot of people have asked if we're sisters, but it's just because we both look a bit similar.
Hmm. Yeah, you do look alike, definitely. Who does your eye makeup? Do you do that yourself?
Yeah, we do it all ourselves.
Great.
We're clever wee lassies.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it took us a few years to perfect everything, but we've got it now.
You guys should manufacture your own makeup.
I don't think we've got the time. It's a good idea, though.
Okay. So let me say goodbye to Jill, and then...
Okay, well, bye.
Okay, goodbye, Rosie.
Bye. Jill.
So, Jill, what's happening?
Pardon?
What's happening?
What do you mean?
What are you doing right now?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Now, today we're going to Amsterdam.
Are you really?
Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're leaving in about an hour.
Mm. Sounds great. So you guys have records out there too, right?
Yeah, it's been released. I think it's just gone into the charts in Holland.
Mm.
And we're going to Luxembourg later on in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Germany quite soon as well. It's been released all over Europe. So it's quite good fun.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to thank you for calling. And
yeah.
So we'll keep in touch and send us that video. We'll show that on Goodnight LA and... Send some pictures and stuff, too, as well.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. We're going to go into a song that you did by Velvet Underground's Sunday Morning.
Uh-huh.
Since it's Monday.
Yeah. Well, it's one of our favorite songs. Me and Rose's favorite songs. We just wanted to do a cover version of it. We always used to play it live, so
mm-hmm.
We did a cover on the 12-inch of the single.
All right. And I want to congratulate you for your other single, too, Trees and Flowers, which I play every week.
Thank you much.
Yeah, I don't happen to have it with me right now.
Thank
but
you.
Next week, we'll be playing it, hopefully.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good night. Or good morning.
Yeah. Are you going?
Yeah. But hang on. I want to get you...
Pardon?
Hang on. Don't hang up yet.
Okay,
here's Sunday Morning... by Strawberry Switchblade on KROQ. All right. Strawberry Switchblade, and I feel they're going to be very big for 85. And we heard some songs by them. We heard By the Sea and then Sunday Morning, and then it's Monday morning for them, and I guess they're going on to Amsterdam, and we'll play some more of them, like, next week, definitely.